Welcome back to the show, folks. You're hanging out with me, Frank Fontana, till 3 o'clock. This next segment is sponsored by MegaPros.com. Go Mega or go home. We're shifting gears a little bit here from our Wonder Woman segment to talking to author and doctor Bradley Nelson. Now, his book is called The Emotion Code, and it offers a step-by-step instructional guide for working with the body's own intuitive healing powers. And this is fascinating to me because I believe in this, and I want to share some of this this great knowledge. And we have the good doctor on the phone. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Fantastic, Frank. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Doc, so tell me about the book. You know, I believe in this 100%, you know, and I do believe things like, you know, heartbreak is a common term, but it is really a condition that can go on for a long time in a person's life if it's not addressed on a deeper level, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the medical profession now, as of a couple of years ago, has come out and said, yes, people die of a broken heart all the time. And, in the Emotion Code, we teach you exactly what that means and how to prevent that, really.
Yeah, and you definitely hear these stories in the news about, you know, an elderly person passes away and like hours later or a day later, the husband or the wife then dies. Is that a good example of a broken heart right there?
Well, you know, I'll tell you a story. There was a patient that came to see me many years ago, thought she was having a heart attack. She had crushing chest pain, difficulty breathing. Her left arm was totally numb. Left side of her face was numb. And I told my staff, we might need an ambulance, but I did some checking on her. And what I found was that she had a trapped emotion, or what you might call emotional baggage. And we teach all of this and how to get rid of this stuff in the Emotion Code book. But I traced this back, and it had occurred 3 years earlier. And when I discovered that, she burst into tears and she said, I can't believe that's affecting me. I thought I dealt with all that. And I said, well, what happened to you? She said that 3 years before, her husband had an affair and it destroyed her marriage and destroyed her life for a while. But she went to therapy, put her life back together. And in fact, she'd recently gotten remarried. And as far as she was concerned, that ex-husband was ancient history. But as far as her body was concerned, that intense emotion of grief from that event, from his affair, was actually creating all these symptoms of a heart attack. So I released that emotion, which only takes seconds. We teach that in the book. And the feeling came back into her arm, whoosh, about that fast. And the chest pain, the difficulty breathing was all gone. She left the office about 10 minutes later and felt completely fine. Now, I think that woman, that was probably 25 years ago. I think that that woman, who now is still alive and doing fine and lives in Oregon, I think it's very likely that she might not have made it this far if we had not released that energy. And I remember after she left, sitting down at my desk, and my mind was just reeling, thinking, how in the world is it possible that an emotion could create symptoms like that? In this case, symptoms of a heart attack. And what I found is that our emotional baggage causes the vast majority of symptoms that we suffer from. If you're in pain right now, there's about a 90% probability that that pain is actually being caused by some emotional baggage. And that's what people are finding out all over the world through this simple method, the Emotion Code.
Well, it's fascinating.
Get rid of the emotional baggage, they get better.
And you hear this a lot in massage therapy, that somebody will be on a massage table and they hit a certain area and all of a sudden the client will start bawling and crying and like, you know, convulsing or whatever it is. Because, you know, similar to sports injury, the trauma that happens physically, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, it gets lodged in the muscle memory. And then years later, it could potentially come out once that's released. Is this the basis of what you're talking about?
Well, yes, exactly. Now, if you think about it, the kind of experience that you're describing has occurred for a lot of people who have had massage, and a lot of people who do body work have found this kind of thing. They've observed this happen. But it isn't something that you can actually plan on happening. It's just something that happens kind of serendipitously. If you're lucky, maybe once in a while, you might have an emotional release. The Emotion Code is different because we've learned now how to actually surgically zero in and find the emotional baggage that we have and get rid of it. And to really understand how it works, you have to understand what our bodies really are ultimately. Going back to Einstein and the other quantum physicists have been telling us for over 100 years now that the human body is really nothing but this very complex energy field.
Sure.
And so if you get right down to it, on a quantum level, what's really going on here? Well, when you're feeling an intense emotion of anger or resentment or depression or whatever, what's really going on at a quantum level is you're feeling a certain vibration of energy. And every emotion has its own specific frequency. So anger is different than sadness and grief. They're all different.
Right.
But what happens is when you're feeling that intense emotion, that vibration, the energy of that emotion can...
We're having a little trouble. You're breaking up just a little bit, Doc, but the gist of is basically the energy, that the vibrational energy giving off it interacts with the other people in your life. Is that kind of what, we just broke up a little bit there.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem.
I'm kind of out in the toolies here for a while. Well, what happens is the energy of that emotion becomes trapped in the body, and it's literally a ball of energy from about the size of a baseball to about the size of a cantaloupe. And we call these trapped emotions. Now, it took me a long time to figure these out, Frank, because these things are invisible. They're like, I can't see them.
Right.
But they're there. And so when we release these trapped emotions, it has an immediate effect on typically on how people feel, not only for pain, but also it affects how people feel emotionally and mentally.
Well, I would imagine, because I'm a huge believer in quantum science, the things you can't see in terms of energy vibration, and how it affects not only the person who's suffering from these trapped, vibrations and energy, but also how it affects the other people in the household and in your life, and even breaking it down. And I'd love for you to talk about this. I mean, I want to, if you could hang around after the news too, is in children. With young children, and if you have a child who is so in tune and is an old soul and can feel vibrations and energy from their parents, how do you deal with that? And how do you kind of, because that's a really important, you do not want to transfer that onto the child. Is it possible that you could do that?
Well, yes, it absolutely is. And we refer to these as inherited trapped emotions. What happens to us is that at the moment of conception, we receive emotional energy from mom or dad that they might have received at their conception from their mom or dad. And sometimes these will go back many generations.
Wow.
And what we find is that, oh, man, let me tell you, I had a profound experience myself where I had an emotion released. And it was a trapped emotion of hopelessness that went back. I got it from my father, he got it from his mother, and it went back 22 generations, back to a grandmother of mine that lived, we think, in the 1500s. And
wow.
it just sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, when this hopelessness was released from me, it changed my life. Because all my life I had this background music of hopelessness that had been playing. I didn't even recognize it, really. I knew I struggled with that. But until that was released, suddenly it was like the silence was deafening when that was gone for the first time in my life at that point. So this is definitely something that we see. And in fact, science is now showing that rats that have some kind of bad experience in a maze at a certain point will pass that memory on somehow to their offspring. So that when an offspring rat, grandson rat, gets into the same maze, gets to the same point where grandpa got shocked, boom, that rat stops dead. And they're trying to figure out how that works. Well, we know how it works. It's in the emotion.
Truly fascinating stuff, Doc. We're talking to Dr. Bradley Nelson, the author of The Emotion Code. We're going to have a continuing of this conversation right after this break and a quick little news update. Doc, can you hang out with us?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. We'll be right back, folks. We'll have more with Dr. Nelson after this.
He's a dad. He's a designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
No, you're not.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Frank Fontana. Thanks for hanging out. We're here till 3 o'clock. We're continuing our conversation with acclaimed author and Dr. Bradley Nelson. His book is The Emotion Code. And here's the interesting thing. Doc, you there? Doc, you got him back on there? I think we got him here.
There we go.
All Sorry. Right, there he is. No problem, Doc. So your book, touches on so many deep and profound sciences. You mentioned quantum science, and a lot of people aren't familiar with quantum science. I'd love a short, brief description because we're a little tight on time here, unfortunately. But I just, in a whole, the idea that you write about and the science that you write about and the idea that emotional trauma is the root cause of pain and disease in a vast majority of people in this world. Why isn't it more common that people are taught this and understand about quantum energy and vibration and the exchange of energy between human beings? Because all we see in this world is the superficial. We see the verbal communication. We see people walking past each other with, you know, frowns on their faces mostly. Mm-hmm. You know, wouldn't this be the prescription for peace and love in the entire world?
Well, you know, it's a pretty good prescription for individuals to get rid of the emotional baggage that's disrupting their lives. And like I said, it's in 25 years, we have found that emotional baggage is a contributing factor in every disease process, in every diagnosable condition that we've seen. Think about that. That means that depression and anxiety and phobias and panic attacks and PTSD and eating disorders are all conditions that can be helped through getting rid of emotional baggage. Every kind of pain, low back pain, neck pain, infertility, digestive disorders, asthma, on and on. Every condition that we've seen has had emotional baggage as a major contributing component. Sometimes it's the only component, especially in cases that are more emotionally based. So the beautiful thing about getting rid of these trapped emotions is at a certain point, after you learn how to do this and you get rid of enough emotional baggage, it's like stepping out of this old suit that you've been wearing all your life, and you step out into this new state of beingness that is really much closer to who God intends you to be. That's how I look at it.
Sure. And I think, you know, a lot of people, that's their story. They're holding on to this because that's who they've made themselves in terms of character and person, you know, and that's where I think you get a lot of resistance, because it's simple. Like, yeah, why wouldn't anybody go out and buy your book and read it and change their life? Well, that means they'd have to change their current identity. And for a lot of people, those identities, in my opinion, is one that doesn't benefit them well.
Well, you know, that reminds me of a story. Years ago, there was a man who came in to see me who had he had terrible back pain. On a 0 to 10 scale, his back was a 9. So it was really severe. I found a trapped emotion in his low back, ball of energy. The emotion was anger. I released the emotion, and immediately his back pain went to a 0. And he was just kind of amazed and flabbergasted, and it was kind of miraculous to him. But this is the kind of thing we see all the time. A couple days later, though, he came back in to see me, and he said, you know, Doc, he said, I've had a problem I didn't tell you about. He said, I have had this anger issue. I've been to anger management a number of times, and I'm always yelling at my wife and kids. This is just kind of who I am, and since you released that emotion of anger from me, I just feel relaxed now. I'm not angry anymore. How did you do that? And at the time, I didn't understand it myself, and I said, well, I really don't know. But what we believe now is that these trapped emotions affect us in two ways. They distort the normal energy field of the body, and that's really all your body is anyway, is just an energy field. I mean, ultimately, we're going to have to admit that. We're now in the 21st century. It's time for us to start taking care of our bodies for what they really are. And it may sound woo-woo, but actually it's all very simple and
scientific. I mean, let's face it.
Yes,
quantum science is a legit world right now. And, you know, it goes back to atoms, particles, and molecules and, you know, things we can't see. But trust what Dr. Nelson is saying is absolutely 100% valid and real. And yours truly, I do a ton of work on myself with this, and I try every day to remind myself about it because it does work when you do apply what he's saying. So, folks, go out and get the book. It's called The Emotion Code. Where can people get the book, Doc?
Well, you know, you can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, places like that. But if you'd like to take a look at it for free, you can download it at emotioncodegift.com and get it on audio as well, so there's
That's
no
great.
Barrier in the way. Yeah.
So Emotion Code, say that again, where people can get it for free?
Yeah, Emotion Code Gift, that's GIFT.com.
Excellent. Dr. Bradley Nelson, thank you so much for your time. Continue the great work. I think you're doing fantastic stuff in this field. It's good stuff, man.
Thank you, Frank.
You got it.